Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
We have just one job to do here. Destroying ungodly soul ties. Every one of you that you are listening to me, no matter how spiritual I think you are, see, I'm begging you on my knees to pay attention to this. 50% of what is stopping man is ungodly soul tie. 50%. Attachment to something, a place, a thing, a person. Attachment of spirit and souls. Carry your Bible with me. Isaiah 28 verse 18. And your covenant with that shall be this and all. And your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. Godly soul tie is the attachment agreement between two or more parties. Please pay attention. Please pray like a mad prophet so that you can have your way and get your destination in life. Soul tie is an agreement between two or more parties. When it's ungodly, it's bounded by lust. When it's ungodly, I say ungodly soul tie, it's bounded by lust. Evil powers or monetary spirit. As you are seated there, your soul might be tied to so many things and persons. This is my prayer for you, that before you leave that door today, whatever you are attached to that is not from God shall be broken in the name of Jesus. God is so tied to a covenant between a man or a woman to something, to a man, to a woman, to a place, to a thing, when two souls are knitted together ungodly. It's my prayer for you again, that before you leave that door today, whatever your soul is connected to that is not godly, they shall be disconnected in the name of Jesus. See, most of the delay you are going through is connected to ungodly soul tie. And that's why one of the hardest prayer one can pray is breaking ungodly soul tie. And that's why we are going to be praying today that any ties in your life that is not godly, this morning, June 1st, that tie shall be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. I say, I don't need this message now. Come. Why would I need this message? Number one, if you are always seeing the people you have transacted business with for some time ago, you are seeing them again, you need this message. If you are seeing people, your past school, past places, place of trauma in your dream, you need this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's my prayer for you that anybody under the sound of my voice here that they have used your picture to tie you down, receive freedom now in the name of Jesus. If you are here and you are involved in unnecessary, unholy relationship, unholy relationship with a man or a woman or an animal, you need this message. If you are here, you are currently in an unholy, when I say unholy, praying for a particular guy a few days ago that is in love with a sheep. A sheep. You know a sheep now? If you are here, as I'm talking now, you are having sex in the dream, you need to break the soul tie. If you are here, you are having sex with a man and you are a man, you need to pray. A woman, with a woman, you need to pray. If you are here If you cannot do without your ex that has gone, and you are crying over him or her, you need to pray today. See, soul tie can tie you down on the spot for a very long time. This is only for 70 people. Any soul tie of the wicked concerning your life, they are broken this morning in the name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed us, Galatians 3, 13 to 14, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is anyone in the tree, and the blessing of Abraham can come unto Gentiles, so us, through Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Stretch your hand to that Bible passage as I pray for you very quickly. Whatever that has made you to miss out from God's promises, that thing release you now in the name of Jesus. You're posing in church. Whatever has made you to be a backward person in life, that thing release you now in the name of Jesus. Oh my show, look at this. Whatever has made your mates to think that you are lazy, and you're trying your best, but they say, it's lazy. Today, that yoke is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. Any curse your father couldn't break, because you are here today, I stand as spiritual father, I command them to be broken over your life in the name of Jesus. I said, the curse your mother could not break, because you are here today, I stand as a father and I decree that curse is broken over your head in the name of Jesus. If they don't do well in your family, Galatians 3 said, Christ has delivered us. So I pray you are delivered from the curse of your family in the name of Jesus. Verse 14 says something that touched me. He said that the blessing of Abraham, every blessing that you have missed from childhood, are you there? Let them be released upon your life in the name of Jesus. Let me come here. I said the blessing you have missed from childhood that makes you look as if you are lazy, as if others are better than you, let the blessing begin to come back to you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings, sir. One, two, come on. Three, four, five, six. Sit down, but don't go down in life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are good soul tie, and there are ungodly soul tie. Godly soul tie is the one that happened between David and Jonathan. They were friends, very close friends. And they did not betray each other. Ungodly soul tie is the one that happened between Tamar and Ammon. They said he can't do without seeing his sister, and he raped his own sister. That's ungodly soul tie. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The throne they took from your family, the Lord said, I have given it back to you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The black sheep and the rejected stone, the Lord said, is becoming the sheep corner this morning in the name of Jesus. Okay. When there is an unholy attachment to a particular thing, a place, I remember very well, some of you are attached to a dead person. You can't stop seeing the dead person. You can't stop seeing the dead person. Soul tie can make you not to live long. I remember one fine boy there the other day, and I called him to my office, and I asked him one question. Are you seeing your dead mother? I said, yes. There's a problem coming. So a few days from then, they wanted to take the boy. But thank God he was in church. Any soul tie that want to end your life, I command them to be reversed in the name of Jesus. I used to have an uncle And that's why you have to pray. Let's have an uncle. His father died 2 weeks. And 2 weeks later, he died. He died at 28. I was 18 then. The day he was going to die, the Lord told me to go to his house. So I was supposed to have an exam in school, but I went to his house and I met him there. That my uncle was 28 then. He's still crying that his father was dead 2 weeks ago. I carried him on my back to his elder brother, and I knew he was going to die. Because there's a soul tie between him and his father. Put your hand on your navel. Let me pray for you. It's a deliverance service. Any dead person that your life is connected to as you are seated here, today I break the soul tie with them in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit that is bringing the spirit of the dead into your life. You know, remember, the dead and the living don't have any relationship together. So I command right now, whatever is connecting you to the dead is broken now in the name of Jesus. Look at that uncle posting. I said, whatever is connecting you to the dead, whatever is connecting you to cemetery and mortuary, is broken now in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are the one that pray for, shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You sit down. You suddenly began to see that your skin is becoming like a fish scales. Any nonsense upon your life to disgrace you, I command that thing upon your body right now, as skin rashes, to disappear in the name of Jesus. What are the causes of evil soul tie? I will finish now and we'll begin to pray. What are the causes? So if you have done any of these before, I give you 10. If any of these has affected you before, the bewitchment. If you have been bewitched before, they just called you and you are going. I've told you to rise above charms and juju. Don't just be a woman that goes to church, a man that goes to church, a fine boy. No, be dangerous in the realm of the spirit. Bewitchment. I don't care who is carrying the juju. Bible says, when the enemy shall come, finish it for me. That the spirit of God will stand against them. Oh, yeah, connect to me. Let me pray for you. Looking unto Jesus, even as you stretch your hand to me here now, whoever carry charm because of you shall run mad in the name of Jesus. Number two was the causes of evil soul tie. Unholy and immoral sex. Unholy and immoral sex. You see a dog, you say your body is doing it somehow. There is a soul tie. When you have a spiritual spouse, there is a soul tie. When you are married to an idol, there is a soul tie. A lady was in service some years ago, and the Lord said, your father married you to his idol. She said, yes. I said, very good. These are the things you will do. Can I pray for you here? Looking unto Jesus, please connect, stretch your hand to me wherever you are. If you are here and they have married you to any idol of your father's house, I disconnect you from that idol in the name of Jesus. Your amen is giving me concern. I say, if you are here right now and they have married you to a particular idol, whatever the name of the idol is, I don't know, but I know a name that is superior. The Bible says that the mention of the name of Jesus finishes for me. Every knee and every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ. So I decree right now, whatever you are married to right now, let that marriage scatter in the name of Jesus. Married to demon, married to spirit husband, married to idol, whatever they marry your life to, married to three in the village, whatever they tie your life with, I command broken now in the name of Jesus. I command broken now in the name of Jesus. Number four, sit down. What causes evil so tight? When there is a childhood abuse, parents, don't abuse your children. And watch, don't let anybody abuse them. When there is an emotional abuse, when there is a sexual abuse, most of you that leave uncles, you have uncle in the house with your daughters. I tell you, and I lie not, that they have defiled your daughters. Now, me to tell you. And they will tell them that the day they talk, they will kill them, so they will never talk until they are married and they tell their husband. If God wants to bless me, let him bless me well. There are people you don't keep around your children. I used to bath my daughters before. But when I saw that they are mature, I said, bath yourself. In fact, one of them fat in the toilet, I had to run away. I said, look, for this one, bath yourself. From today, bath yourself. I want to be with you. I just have... And my brain opened up. What are you doing here? I said, take sponge. Put soap. Oh yeah, begin to bath. Bye-bye. And they are all big girls now. I pray for all parents here that your children will not be abused. I pray for a young boy, a young guy in Lekki. Anytime he's walking, he walks and he twists his waist. So I said, they should call him. And I said, you abused as a child? He said, yes. And when he told me the person sleeping, it's a boy, yo. As a boy, the person sleeping with him, it's a shame. It's a shame. Shame. When you see people treating pastors like bullshit, it's because of what they hear. Protect your children, whether it's a boy. I'm praying for some a man some few months ago. This man, the house girl, when he was five, the house girl, they are the one sleeping with that boy, 5 years old boy. So, but this man is 60 something, he has become an animal. He has become, the only thing he knows how to do is to pursue woman. Because he has been initiated into it since when he was 5 years. Anything he sees is a woman to him. If you make mistake, Timothy, and you wear a wrapper, you will know, you will not go free. His life has scattered because of a soul tie. If you are here, you have been abused emotionally, or you have been abused sexually as a child, don't deceive yourself. You better pray. Number five, the people that are the causes of evil soul tie. If you are here and you have been raped before, whether you are a guy now, or whether you are a lady now, or married woman now, please, I'm showing you the causes of evil soul tie. It says, if you are here and you have been harassed by familiar spirit, every night you want to sleep and you are afraid, there is a soul tie to be broken. I want to pray for you. Receive boldness to pray and pray through today in the name of Jesus. There are places where I'm not your friend. When I start praying, you are not my friend again. Because I know God must answer me. So when we begin to pray, nobody is your friend. Excuse yourself and pray through. Somebody say, I hear you. If you are here, you have joined cult. Have joined cult. We are not surprised that there are cults in our secondary school now. And that's why, please check your children's bag. When they are sleeping, check their bags. Check their bags. Look into their body. There are signs in the hands of children. There are signs of initiation. It's either here or it's here. Or sometimes it's on the tummy. Here. Here. On the tummy. There are tattoos that are initiation. They bring them home as if they are wounded, but they have already been initiated. And that's why, parents, you must be discerning. Parents is not just giving birth to a child and say, go to school. Have you eaten? No. May God give you sense in the name of Jesus. I'm not here. I said, may God give you sense in the name of Jesus. If you are here, you are a manipulative child. or you grew up under manipulative parents. Your parents couldn't even stay. They are always on each other. Your parents separated. There could be a soul tie. If you are here, you have taken a blood oath with anybody. A blood oath. I will love you forever. You're sure of what you are doing. If you are not sure, if that person dies, get ready, you might have to die. Yes. There are blood oaths that you take that has demons with them. And so if you have taken blood oaths before, there might be a soul tie in your life. And finally, before we start to preach, if you have touched anything unclean, there might be a soul tie in your life. Lift up your voice, say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, I bind and I break every evil and hidden soul tie in my life. Shout a dangerous amen.
Amen.
What are the symptoms, the effect of ungodly soul tie? I give you 7 or 9. If you experience any of this in your life, that means you are under, there's a soul tie in your life. Number one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ungodly soul tie can rubbish the life of a person. Rubbish your salvation. Rubbish your power. As if you are not born again. You are born again, but it's a tie. And that tie is holding you. The man of God walked into my office some years back. He followed another pastor. And immediately he was coming to my office, the Lord told me, watch his steps. He's a masquerade. I said, sir, you say you're a pastor? I said, yes. But I hear masquerade. He said, yes. My parents collected me from masquerade. Yes. Now listen to me, all ministers here. Get sense. Get sense. Did the devil create anything? Do you remember he's a thief? Don't forget that in your life. Whatever has been stolen from you, you will get them back. That was the first time I'm handling that kind of case. He said, sir, they told me to come to the village now. And there are some things I have to do for the masquerade shrine. If I don't go, they will scatter my life. They will scatter his life and make him run mad. And I said, Tar, don't say it again. I'm not going anywhere. So as I began to pray, the Lord said to me, I created everything. I created him. The enemy stole him and gave to the mother. So we began to break so tight. I want to pray on top of your head today. Whatever has been rubbishing your salvation today, they lose their hold over your life in the name of Jesus. See, number two, ungodly soul tie can shut somebody 7. Look at me. You will pray. No answer. Do you know why? There is a tie in your life. Anybody here under the sound of my voice that they have tied your heaven? You prayed and see if God is not hearing you. I command that tie, sir, that has blocked your heaven right now, let it be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. See, godly soul tie can waste and useless your organ. It can rest your organ. The womb will not be able to produce children because there is a tie. The manhood will become impotent because there is a tie. And several times, when we are dealing with impotent case, we begin to say, write down all the names of the people you have met. And the man will say, I can't remember. You can't remember. You can't remember. They'll begin to write. They will begin to break. Ungodly soul tie can arrest your organ. Anybody under the sound of my voice here that they have arrested your organ? You say, no. My organ is not arrested. Ocean fire. Don't worry. You will know that he has stopped firing since. Why are you covering your face? He has stopped firing since. That firing you are seeing is nonsense. By the time you need it, you will know that there's no firing. What it's actually doing is just there. Can I still pray for you? Okay. Any organ here? Any womb here? Any part of your body that they have arrested? By the blood, I decree your freedom in the name of Jesus. Number four, the effect of ungodly soul tie, especially with the wrong person, can tie down, your glory. The person will not shine. The person will not do well. It's just there. It's not even eating. Things are bad. Because any person that is wrongly tied to your life, that is saying that we die together, you cannot go. I command them to shut up and let them go and die their death in the name of Jesus. Number five, effect of ungodly soul tie. Number five, it introduces marital disappointment and unprofitable words. People love you today and they don't love you anymore. You are a good guy, you are a good woman, but there is an unprofitable, ungodly soul tie in your life. An ungodly soul tie, it brings disappointment and unprofitable words. Connect to me here, looking unto Jesus Christ. I'm just representative here. Have you connected? I pray. Every form of disappointment in your life, marital disappointment, I command them to be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Look at your amen. Power that says you will not find love. Power that says you will not be happy. Power that says you will not settle down. Power that says you will go from man to man and woman to woman. Today, I command them to release you by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything that has made you to experience unprofitable losses in your life, whatever you do has not been prospering because of ungodly soul tie. This morning, I want one amen. I command that power to let go of your life in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear a big amen now. Sit down. We advise people before they get married that they should go and break ungodly soul tie. Yes. A lady married, and after marriage, she was not happy. Everything the husband did, she was not happy. And when they asked her why, she could not say. Until the Lord exposed and said, "Where is your teddy bear?" They said, when they were moving her things from her father's house to her house, she lost the teddy bear. You are laughing, but there's a soul tie between she and the teddy bear. What a life. The husband said, you love teddy bear more than me? He said, no, sweetheart. He's no sweetheart. I've been having teddy bear since I was born. Come on, teddy bear from your children. Give them gun. To shoot their enemy in the dream. It's not better. What did they use gun for? What are you doing with teddy bear? You're not giving teddy bear. Nothing. Where are we going to look for the brown teddy bear now? And one prayer. Any soul tie between me and teddy bear, break, break, break. After 25 minutes, she was free. She looked at the husband. After 2 years of marriage, I started loving the husband. You might be here and you are loveless because there is a soul tie in your life. This service is to deliver you that you will not see that bullshit anymore in the name of the Lord Jesus. Causes, effect of soul tie. When there is a soul tie in your life, there will be no progress. You are just on the spot. No progress, no shining. Can I pray for you? Whatever has made you not to progress, whatever has made you not to shine, I command that thing right now to break and release you in the name of Jesus. Causes, effects. It makes people to suffer. Such people are poor. Yes. They are delayed. They beg for bread. Can I pray on top of your head? Get ready to pray today. Whatever soul tie that wants you to end your life as a poor person. Whatever soul tie that wants the life and the years and the month of your life to be hard. I command soul tie right now to break in the name of Jesus. Effect of soul tie. They tie you down to your past. Past relationship, past exes. You can't do without thinking about them. They are gone, but in your life they are still there. You can't stop dreaming about them. You can't stop following them. There is a soul tie, either by you or from them through bewitchment. Everyone, let me pray for you. Whoever has become past in your life but want to come back to tamper with your life, today I disconnect you from them in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bind and I break the yoke of total over your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me show you these two scriptures. Jeremiah 32:27 and 32:17. And I will show you how to break it. Please, will you read with me? Behold, I am the Lord, the God of some flesh. Is your flesh? Is there anything? Answer. Is there anything to have for God? Verse 17, the same chapter. Look at verse 17. Ah, Lord God. This song is a song. Go. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth, but thou, by thy great power and stretch out. And what? How many things? May your own be possible. That my uncle that I was talking about, there was a soul tie between me and him too. I told you before. I lie not. We were so connected. The day he was going to die, I knew. I was having a mathematics exam in school, and I went to his house. He said, I knew you are coming. I carried him to his elder brother, my bigger uncle. And after his death, for years, he kept on appearing to me. I was enjoying it because he gives me information. We'll be talking together. He can say, Femi, leave that place. Nobody knew. Until one day, the Lord told me, you are having a soul tie. I was a teenager. So I've been through this before. I'm reading to you. Our Lord God, behold, that man, we are heaven and earth. By your arm stretch out. They have soul tie. And there is how many things? Nothing. So what did I do? I put my hand on my navel and I began to pray. I called his name and I said, I don't want to see you anymore. I slept and he did like this to me in the dream. Now, how come the dead was coming? It was not him. It's the familiar spirit. The dead is gone. It's gone and gone forever. And maybe you are here today as I begin to show you how to break it. You are seeing someone that was dead. It could not be friendly. It be telling you to come. It will show you places, and one day you will go and you will go. You will not come back. How do I break this soul tie? Number one, repent and deal with sin in your life. See, sin is an opener of doors. Repent. Some of you are here, you are still reading all these spiritual books, 6 and 7 book of Moses, you are still reading it. Some of you are still reading the Bible upside down. Number two, surrender your life to Jesus Christ by yourself. Permit me to tell you, your life is miserable without Jesus. So surrender your miserable life to Jesus so that you can be great. Number three, no matter whatever you are doing or what has happened to you, forgive the people that have hurt you. Forgiveness does not remove the memory. With time, the memory will go if they truly change. Forgiveness is releasing yourself first. I'll ask you when you are driving and your tire becomes deflated, What do? You park. You remove the tire. Truth organizer. Do you lick? You remove the tire and you remove the nail. Do you lick the nail? Do you keep the nail? What do? You throw it away. Throw them away and move on. Somebody say, I hear you. What happened 50 years ago? You're still saying it. Let it go. Unforgiveness will open you up for necessary attack. Number 4. Go for deliverance. If you are listening to me now, go for deliverance. And if you are here today, the deliverance we do here, I don't push your head. I will just tell you, pray like this. If you can pray the prayer, by fire, by mercy, by force, I'm praying for you, you will be delivered. Number 5, pray inquiry prayers. On Wednesday, we were learning together on inquire, investigate. Pray inquiry prayer. Father, what is happening to my life? Stop prognosing into another person's life. Where your life is a garbage of nonsense, gossips, and people that proclaim life, their life is very useless. Their own life is what? Useless. Because they don't see themselves. Inquire about your life. What should I do to become great? How do I add value to my life and others? Not that you will carry that your long nose into another person's affair. Somebody say, I hear you. Make a list of all the places you have gone to. I'm telling you, it's becoming deep, and I'm showing you deliverance. So, all the places you have gone to for solution. Especially if you are the father there, if the pastor there, the spiritualist there, or the whatever, if they have slept with you. Make a list of all the places you have gone to, because listen to me, for every place you have been to, even here you have gone to now, if there is an unclean power here, God forbid, after we finish, they follow you home. So when you go to the wrong place or places, when you are going, say this with me, may the grace, the love, and the sweet fellowship do what? So just as the fellowship of God, his sweet grace follow us, likewise, that place where now they go, demons are following you. So make a list. All the people you have visited, and you know the place you went to and they told you to remove your shoe, the place you went to and they told you to come with back, the place you went to and they said enter into that room and remove your clothes. You will do your face now as if no, you are the assistant GO, but you are the Ronaldinho, you are the main one. Make a list of the place you have gone to, where they say I love you and they are rubbing your body. Are you angry? If you're angry, shout hallelujah. The place goes and begin to cut the soul tie. Father, Lord, at Jesha. In so-so person's house, the soul tie I took there, break. Father, Lord, you begin to break. The place you are going to is far. It's only for 200 of you. May you get there. Everything that the devil saw that God did, marriage, he brought his own spiritual wife. Cross, he brought his own cross and 3 crossway. I'm telling you, everything, sweet fellow, Holy Spirit follow you home, he make demons to follow people. You must be wise. Number 6 or 7, make a list of all the people that have slept with you. All that you have slept with, especially you men. No woman can escape you. And you don't know some of them that you did that with? Those words you said to each other. I will love you forever. And you left her. And that one will say, you are joking. You will never find love. Look at your life. So make a list and begin to break. I break every soul tie between me and, mention their names. I break every soul tie between me and, I break every soul tie. When you break the soul tie, then you have peace. Somebody today, you are getting your freedom by force in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you, when you are praying this kind of prayer, don't be discouraged. Don't stop pushing. Number 8 or 7, live a holy life. Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation. If you live a dirty life, you are looking for trouble. Yes. The dirtier you are, the very, very, very severe the ties will be. Then, no matter the ties in your life, today, Jesus set you free. I'm not here. I said, today, Jesus set you free. I'm not hearing you on this side today. Jesus set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Get rid of all the things you have collected from wrong places. There's a wonderful family that took me in when I came to Ekotu. Wonderful family. And when I got to this family, they said, sir, things are tough here, but we will accommodate you. And we kept praying, and things are tough. Until one day, the Lord showed me the art, the beautiful art. Please, I want to step on the toe now. But God knows I'm not abusing any court or whatever. Look at me. Paintings are spiritual. Yes, what did I say now? Painting are what? You can see that some guys have come now. They can draw anyhow. They just begin to polish like this, Abby. They can take your face and use it to draw. Behind the color, behind every stroke of the paint and brush, behind the tears you see in the eyes of a child, after they have finished painting, there are words they have spoken into it. And they sold it to you and you took it to your home. And that painting. So we're praying and praying. And I said, how can I be in this house? This family is suffering like this. I had to work as a conductor to take care of things. Things were so bad. And the Lord said to me, look at this paint. And I saw a beautiful paint of a particular small boy, like 4 years old, with tears in his eyes, and carrying begging for money, 4 years. Where is the father of the child? So I said, we have to remove this paint. Come and see what I never. You need to find my Jebai. So I said, well, I'm going to leave you. And he said, you can go. Then I said, okay, I'm not going anywhere. Today, we broke the painting with fasting. We didn't break it at first. We buried it. The stupid dog went and brought it out. You remember that stupid dog? The dog went and brought it out, and we met it again. So we broke, we tore it, we burnt it, we now buried it. Next day, we collected the first job. I'm a computer programmer, he's a computer engineer, and we got the first job in Marina. The first day. And the money we used to rent an office at Ajawa Estate. You know how much you rent office in Ajawa Estate? I'm talking Ben. Go and check the paintings in your house. The beads you inherited from your parents. You see people wearing beads. You two are wearing beads. You get sense? Must see everything that they are doing. Do you know what is in beads? Some of you girls, you have beads on your waist. What are you doing with beads on your waist? Tell me, what is it? This way, come and take my microphone. What did you say? What did you say they use it for now? What are you using beads for on your waist? You can't tell me. You say you're using to capture men. So you are a trap for men now. Check when you get home. What have you inherited from your ancestors? The one they shared for you. Check your house. The paintings in your house. How did you get it? If you bought it with your money, now speak to some of them and they will talk back to you because they are spiritual. And if they talk back to you and you don't have the Spirit of God, you will run away from the house. And we have examples like that. As we begin to pray now, the freedom you have prayed for years, you are getting it today. So those paintings in your house, the gifts people are giving to you, check them. Father, let me add this to it. Please, youth, be discerning. Be what? Discerning. I shared something with them on Wednesday. Let me share with you now. Look, let me put it there. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. Every youth here, if you don't have this, you are a disgrace. I'm saying it again. If you don't have this, you are a disgrace. If you don't have this, you are what? A disgrace. Oh yeah, show to them. Proverbs 20, verse 12. All of you read, let me hear you. I'm not hearing you. Hear it here. Oh yeah, say it again. I'm not hearing you. Say it loud and clear. Yes. Until you get away from the level of looking to seeing. Until you get to the level of hearing what others cannot hear. This world is such a funny place. So many decoys, so many packaging, so many lies. Benny, beyond the packaging, God wants you to see. Beyond the packaging, God wants you to hear. Please, don't be a useless fine boy or fine girl without hearing from God. In the dream, you don't hear from God. Physically, you don't hear from God. The only thing you want to hear from is Facebook. The only thing you want to hear from is FedEx? FX. The you want to hear from is how much is dollar. 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 Everything is dollar. That's why you're very dull. Listen to me. God wants you to have a hearing ear and a seeing eyes. Look at me. If you don't have it, stop eating. Rise on your feet and let us pray. Stop eating. When they give you food, tell them I'm not eating. Why? I want a hearing ear and a seeing eyes. Matthew 7:7. Ask, shall be given unto you. Seek, you will find. Knock. You are a youth. What do you know? And your young one shall see vision. Till now, there's no vision. Except vision of woman. Yeah? Which vision do you have? Which vision do you have? Which vision do you have? As we begin to pray, whatever is not of God in your life shall let go. Let me come here. I said they shall let go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent from every sin, known and unknown, in my life. And if you know anyone, begin to call them. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. I repent from every sin. Go ahead and pray. They are not praying, no. They are not praying, no. Known and unknown. The one I know and the one I don't know. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every hidden covenant in my life, let them be broken now by the blood of Jesus. Please be desperate and help yourself. Be desperate and help yourself. Yesterday you reign in my life. today, come and reign. Reign forevermore. Yesterday you reign. You reign in my life. Today, come and reign. Reign forevermore. Hey, is somebody praying here? Are you desperate? Every hidden covenant in my life, break, break, break by the blood. Break. Look at what is happening there. Yesterday you reign. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hand on your chest. The devil say, I bind any demon. Say, let me hear now. That is attached to my soul. I bind any demon that is attached to my life. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, come on, come on, come on, come on. Alabara, you are the mighty God. You are the glorious God. Look at this, they are leaving you. Alagbara. I bind. Come on, bind. Any demon attached to your soul, attached to your life. Look at this. Are you binding? You are the glorious God. Holy Spirit of God, Alagbara, you are the mighty God, and in my truth, you are the glorious God. I bind any demon attached to your life, any demon attached to your soul. Somebody is receiving deliverance now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want a bigger man. Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, every ungodly soul tie with former friend. Former friends. Let's go again. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every ungodly soul tie with former friends. With exes. Can I say my exes? My ex. Okay, we start again. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every ungodly soul tie with former friends, with exes, with sex partners. Oh God, arise and break them for me by fire. Lift up your voice, somebody. Former friends, every ungodly soul tie with exes, every ungodly soul tie with sex partners. Break, 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 break.
We saw Thanksgiving and don't know.
Are you praying?
Forever and ever.
Are you praying there?
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every ungodly covenant, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every ungodly soul tied, with the dead, Lord, break them by fire. Somebody say, I break. Every ungodly soul tied. Everyone, God is so tired. With the dead, break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Are you praying here? Oh. Any dead person coming to you, I break their covenant over your life. I separate you from them. Hey, somebody pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen to this prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are tired already. We are just starting. Say after me. Say, I break every covenant of late marriage. That is one for you and singles. If you are married, after me, say, I break every covenant of troubled marriage. Ben, if your marriage is troubled, you leave this one, you go here. And to you, you have done your best, but it's scatter. Late marriage, troubled marriage. I break every covenant of late marriage. I break every covenant of troubled marriage. I break. Now you ready? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Say, I break every covenant of late marriage. I break every covenant of troubled marriage. Lift up your voice, somebody. Hey, they say you should pray now. Say, but you don't want to pray. Shebi, you don't want to pray. Shebi, you don't want to pray. Every covenant of late marriage. Every covenant of troubled marriage. Break. 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 Break, 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 break. Are you breaking? Break, 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 break. Covenant of late marriage, break. Covenant of trouble marriage, break, break, break. Somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm not hearing Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, any satanic oath, blood oath, word oath, sex oath that I have taken, any oath that I have taken that is delaying me, let them be broken now. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray that. You better pray. You better pray. You better pray. The one you did on your day of traditional marriage, and the thing has broken now. Hey, somebody pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every soul tie, every ungodly soul tie, delaying my manifestation, break now by fire. Will you lift up your voice and pray? Break now by fire. Break now by fire. Break now by fire. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this one for 3 minutes. Say, every ungodly covenant between me and any family idol, break now by fire. So many things will happen as we begin to pray this one. Every ungodly soul tie between me and family idol. You were there when your father broke the chalk and broke the cola. Benny, let's pray that the ungodly covenant, ungodly soul tie between you and family or idol, break now. See, my parents were Christians, but my great grandfather, my ancestor, they were warriors. And because they were warriors, all the children they had, all of them, things were hard. They fight. They call them the Balogunz, the captain. I don't want to captain any wahala. I don't want to captain any wahala. My friends, my mates are captaining money. They are cashing out as a captain. Yes. I pray. So you have to break your own. Say after me, say, I break. Very quick. Let me face that. People are doing executive. Say, I break. Every ungodly covenant, every ungodly soul tie with any family idol, say in the name of Jesus. We are crying to God now, everybody. Somebody cry to God. Somebody cry to God. Somebody cry to God. You have 3 minutes to settle it. Mention the name of the idol. Mention the name of the idol. You have 2 minutes more to pray. Idol from father's side. Idol from mother's side. I break. I break. I break. I break. I break. There is somebody praying here. There is somebody praying here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because of time, what I'm going to do here now, I will call a particular issue and you will say, break, 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 7 times in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? So we'll just do this together. I'll be saying it, you'll be breaking. I'll be doing it, you'll be breaking. Don't worry. No matter how you feel, just make sure you lift up your voice and you'll say, break, 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 break. Break, break in the after 7 times in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Everyone on the sound of my voice, any covenant and ungodly soul tie with present and past friends, I break them now in the name of Jesus. Okay, don't worry. What you're going to say is amen. Don't worry. Just say 3 amen and it's done in Jesus' name. Anyone that sound my voice, every covenant with present past friends, exes. I break the ungodly covenant, ungodly, ungodly soul between you and them in the name of Jesus. Anything connecting you to a sorcerer, anything connecting you to a witch doctor, anything connecting you to a wicked spiritualist, I command them broken now in the name of Jesus. One. You pray the prayer during vigil. I'm praying for you. Any spiritual authority, wicked authority over your life, controlling your destiny, tie you backward. Let them be broken now in the name of Jesus. One, two. Any wrong house you have entered as a child and you can see now as an adult, or any wrong house you are in now that has been assigned to delay you and mess your life up, I break the ungodly covenant between you and them in the name of Jesus. One, two. Any animal that you have a soul tie with, physically or spiritually, or in your dream, that animal you have seen, that snake you have seen, that dog you have seen, that goat you have seen, look at me, they are not animals, oh, they are human beings. Any animal you have seen, and you have an ungodly soul tie with, or they have a tie with your life, I command you separate from them in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. This one, 72, be delivered. Any shrine your name is, any shrine your picture is, any shrine your material is, any shrine, anything they have, you borrow people any covenant between you and that shrine, covenant between you and the COVID, ungodly covenant between you and them, be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every ungodly covenant between you and the spirit of poverty, you are always wearing rag in a dream. Today I pray, let the covenant be broken by fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every covenant between you and the spirit of insanity, anybody under the sound of my voice, that they have put chain on your head, they have put chain on your hand, spiritually or physically, let the chain break and you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Anybody you always seen graveyard, you always seen burial ground in your dream, I command right now the covenant you have with death, the ungodly covenant you have with death, they are hereby broken now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whoever is in your past but want to come back to trouble you, I pray they go on exile in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every youth here that has reached or passed marriageable time and age, the soul tie delaying you is broken, you are delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus. One amen from now. I pray over your head and your life. You are no longer delayed in life in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are no longer delayed in destiny in the name of Jesus. You are no longer delayed in marriage in the name of Jesus. You are no longer delayed in childbirth in the name of Jesus. You are no longer delayed in rising in the name of Jesus. You are no longer delaying prospering in the name of Jesus. You are no longer delaying shining in the name of Jesus. Whatever is holding you down from anywhere, lose you now in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, you are delivered from wicked soul tie in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Moses said to the Israelites, he said, you see all these idiots you are seeing today. So the soul tie you have been seeing in your life, You shall see them no more in the name of Jesus. Instead of soul tie, I connect your soul with your maker. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. Before we go, everyone, you will pray for one thing. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord in the life of man is something more. Somebody now come and touch me now. I'll be following him. I'll just ask him, are you going to the bank? He touched me. Touch and follow. I'll not be following him. I'll just say, now bank you they go. By the time I ask him, bank you go, he say, eh? My friend, if you are going to bank, just go. If it's Zenith, let's be going. Oh yeah, we draw $20,000. Put it in my pocket. Bye-bye. I want every one of you to pray. We don't see the signs we see when I was younger. We don't see them again in churches. All what we see now is nonsense dressing and checking of bumps, terrible dirty butt, opening chest. That's what we see now in church. That is what we see in church now. Nothing in the head of people. Nothing. Nothing. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. I'm not hearing you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power.
Come in your strength and your power.
Come in your own special way.
Come in your own special way.
A young man entered into a church, dated a girl for 6 months, married her. Mommy, after marrying her, pay her down everything. And when they got home, he said, is this all of your body? It's all of your body. This is body you are covering. This body you are covering. Tomorrow I'm doing divorce. Yes. Because there is no spirit. There's no spirit. Every one of you, we pray. I didn't monitor you when you were doing the prayer of but this one, I'll go monitor you. You don't pray microphone on your head. By the time microphone land on your head, you will speak in tongues. Everybody pray for the next 5 minutes. Sweet Holy Spirit of God, fall upon me like never before. I didn't hear you pray. Lord, I ask for your spiritual gift. I ask for the seeing eyes. I ask for the hearing ear. Hey, somebody, you are not praying. I'm looking at you. What can I do without you? What can I do without you? What can I do without you? Sweet Holy Spirit, fall upon me. Sweet Holy Spirit, fall upon me. Everyone pray. Everyone pray. Everyone pray. You have 4 minutes more to pray. 4 minutes more to pray. Somebody, are you praying? How can you be fine like this? How can you be beautiful like this? You are so handsome, but no power. The Bible says, your young one shall see vision. They shall prophesy. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall. Are you praying? You have 3 minutes now to pray. God cannot communicate with you without the Spirit. God cannot communicate with you. The power,
Thou apostle of power, is not the same today. No matter what they say, the power, the apostle of power, is just the same.
You have 2 minutes more. How you are tired already? Lord, fill me with your fire. Fire in my heart. Fire in my heart. Oh fire.
I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you.
Ah, somebody pray.
Turn me to fire. Turn me to fire. Turn me to fire, O Lord.
The power that cannot be insulted. The power that fights my battles for me. The power that gives me my space among men. Somebody, are you praying? You have 1 minute. You have 1 minute. Lord, give me a seeing eyes. Give me a hearing ear.
They see nice.
Hear it here. Everybody ask. He's here now. He's here now. He's here now. He's here now. The wind of the Holy Ghost is blowing now. He's here now. He's here now. He's here now. He's here now. There is a power that can break your chains. It's a power that can break your yoke. Is here now. Is here now. You can receive it. You can receive it. You can receive it. You can receive it.
Open my eyes to see Jesus. See that upon.
Seated upon
Rotori kataya musata. Maro toros keteli. Oro tropo seketiraba. Marakataya doro setiaba. Hey, what can we do without the power of God? There is a power that cannot be insulted. There's a power that cannot be dominated. We cry. We cry to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Receive a seeing eyes. You don't want. Receive a seeing eyes. Receive a seeing eyes. Receive a mind and a heart that can no longer be manipulated. Receive a hearing ears. Receive a discerning spirit. That red will no longer be called white for you in the name of Jesus. That you will know what God is saying concerning you part time in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace that the manipulation of men will not be able to catch you again in the name of Jesus. Receive the gift that will expose your own problem to you in the name of Jesus. Receive the spirit that will set you free among your father's children. Receive the gift that will give you your space in life in the name of Jesus. Receive the gift that will take you to high places in the name of Jesus. Receive the gift that will make you not to suffer in life in the name of Jesus. Receive the gift that will make darkness to run where you appear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sin will no longer have dominion over you. Oh my God. I said sin will no longer have dominion over you. From today, you will hear from God. From today, your heaven is open. From today, you will not suffer. Line upon line and precept on precept on what to do about your life, to change your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Isaiah was the greatest prophet of his time. Hezekiah, you will die. And he faced God. And God said, go and tell him, from now on, God will hear you. I cover your life with the blood of Jesus. You will not fail in the race of life. You will not be a failure in the race of life. Am I hearing you? You will not be poor in the race of life. You will not become stranded in the race of life. May you be greater than your father. May you be greater than your mother. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Lift up your voice and bless his name. Go ahead and bless his name. Thank him for all he has done.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakialaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinlaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity.